At 7:30 on a Saturday morning, about 15 Hillary Clinton supporters stood around making small talk, waiting to board a bus to New Hampshire. Ann Gooding, the communications director for the Rhode Island Democratic Party, urged them to grab a bite to eat.
Coffee and donuts, muffins, help yourselves.
Gooding hustled around the room in a light blue parka, making sure people saw the box of Joe and assorted pastries.
Yeah, help yourselves, please. It's a two-hour trip. You might get hungry.
The group was heading to Concord, New Hampshire to go door-to-door for the former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State. Clinton has been trailing in the polls behind her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is the third bus trip for Clinton that Gooding has organized in recent weeks.
I think it's great. I think it's, you know, everybody's, you know, has this pent-up energy. People want to get up there. They want to get on the street. They want to start doing the canvassing. It's exciting. It's like, you know, this is when people, like, all coalesce for a common goal.
For some of these Clinton supporters, this is their first time canvassing for a presidential primary, though not for 28-year-old Sharon Rose, who knocked on doors for Barack Obama during his first presidential bid in 2008.
It could be another historical election. You're electing possibly the next female or the first female president.
And now Rose worries Democrats will lose undecided voters if Sanders gets the party nomination.
I do like Senator Sanders. He's a great guy. I like some of his ideas, but I think he'd be too polarizing. And in general elections, you're always looking for that independent vote. And so I think that is the reason why I'm supporting Hillary.
The Democratic establishment in Rhode Island has coalesced around Clinton, but Senator Sanders is garnering support, especially among younger liberal voters. A group of Brown University students spent the weekend canvassing for the senator in Rollinsford, New Hampshire. They arrived back in Providence by train around 8 at night on Super Bowl Sunday. Senior economics major Jeremy Shore points to his concerns about growing income inequality.
And Bernie Sanders is the one politician who is conscious of that and is, you know, aiming to build an economy for the American people. So that's my elevator pitch.
Shure says he found voters in New Hampshire receptive to his pitch, but he worries some Democrats will choose Clinton because they feel she stands a better chance in the general election.
If you like Bernie but won't vote for him because he's not electable, it is that in and of itself that is lending to his, you know, his not being electable because you won't vote for him.
Independent voters can cast their ballots for either party in the New Hampshire primary, and like Sanders, Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hopes to win their votes. Christie has tried to position himself as a more moderate alternative to conservatives like Ted Cruz. That's why Rhode Island Republican Party operative Barbara Ann Fenton has been back and forth to New Hampshire six times to canvass for Christie.
So yesterday, you know, a bunch of us left around 4 in the morning and we got back at 2 at night. And 2 in the morning, I guess, now.
Sitting at the Corner Bakery Cafe in Cranston, Fenton is bright-eyed despite the recent sleep deficit. She guesses she's knocked on about 1,000 doors over the last several weeks. Fenton says high-profile endorsements, including one from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, have helped Christie, who was lagging in southern New Hampshire.
People were like, look, I was undecided till about a week ago. I'm leaning Christie. A couple weekends ago when I had gone up there, that wasn't the case. There was more buzz about Rubio.
And the Middletown native is no political newcomer. She's served as a Republican delegate and met Governor Christie when he campaigned for her fiancé, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, during his bid for Rhode Island governor. Fenton says a small, dedicated group from Rhode Island has been going to New Hampshire regularly. She says some voters worry he's not Republican enough. From his changed stance on abortion to the embrace he received from President Barack Obama following Hurricane Sandy, which destroyed parts of the New Jersey shoreline.
Chris will always be criticized for the quote-unquote hug that he gave Obama, but I love a guy who is willing to say, hey, look, you know what? The people of New Jersey, the people of my state, come first, before politics.
Business mogul Donald Trump is currently leading the polls in New Hampshire and has a support network in Rhode Island as well, led by State Representative Joe Trillo. Fellow Republican Marco Rubio is hoping to close the gap with Trump. He came in third behind Trump in the Iowa caucuses, but only by about one percentage point. The Florida senator has his own group of local supporters, including a handful of state lawmakers, such as House Minority Leader Brian Newberry. Gary Sass, who runs the Hassenfeld Institute at Bryant University, is Rubio's Rhode Island chairman.
You know, we've had volunteers up in New Hampshire every weekend, and they have basically been doing retail politics. They've been knocking on doors, identifying Rubio voters, You're making phone calls, identifying Rubio voters.
Sass says after Rubio's third-place finish in the Iowa caucuses, voters in New Hampshire have been very receptive.
Even people who say that he's not their first choice have been very, positive about him, very supportive. And, we're really very encouraged from the feedback that we've been getting. But we'll know Tuesday night.
Some Rhode Islanders will likely be working for their candidates in the Granite State throughout the day. Members of the Rhode Island Republican Party plan to help New Hampshire Republicans run their primary, but most will be watching from Rhode Island with bated breath. Whatever the outcome today, many of the more politically active Rhode Islanders will soon focus their attention on the primaries ahead, including the Ocean State's primary on April 26th. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.